Keep coming. Keep coming. If we could learn how to keep coming all of our lives, we would have some very exciting adventures in our life. We'd have some very wonderful things happening to us every day of our life if we could keep coming. And that's what we want to do. We want to keep coming. Keep coming with beautiful ideas, beautiful thoughts, beautiful words, beautiful deeds, beautiful ways. Can we stand up for what we believe is the truth? Or do we have to define it? Do we have to protect it? Do we have to help it to come along? Do we really know what we call the truth? Can we keep coming with the truth? Now, the truth is, I am a divine being. Now, that's the truth. Whether I like it or not, whether I admit it or not, whether I claim it or not, I am a divine being. Now, I keep saying that regularly. I keep coming with that because that is who I am. And that's who you are. That's who all the world is. All the world is a divine world. It's a glorious world. It's a world that is created to be super in every way. Super. As I say, supercalifragilistic, expialidocious, super. Now, if the world is created to be super, why does the appearance come now and then that it's not super? Why does the appearance come now and then that the world is not super? Now, in the story about the young Sherlock Holmes, they tell about some poison darts that are used to quell people, to cause them to go insane, to cause them to have problems. And whenever Sherlock Holmes, this young boy who was just in upper school, whenever he came on the scene and he saw someone who had been shot by a dart and who tried to act sort of in an unreal way, he would say to them, "Now, just a minute, that's just an hallucination. That's just an hallucination." You see, the mind was made to feel by the poison dart that the body was going through many terrible experiences, that it was going through a fire, that it was being hurt, that it was being damaged, and all of it was just in the mind. And it was very real for the person who was experiencing it. In fact, it even killed some of the people because they did drastic things that hurt them. They jumped off of buildings and did other things. Now, Sherlock Holmes told them, it's all an illusion. Our doctors in our mental wards, in our mental hospitals, our psychiatrists, psychologists, and people go around telling other people, it's just an hallucination. It's just your imagination gone wry. It's just something that you are claiming is real, something that you're saying is the truth, but it's not the truth. It's only an illusion in your mind. But the illusion is so real. It is so dramatic. It's so fantastic real in your mind that you believe that that is what life is. Life is that hallucination that you have in your mind. We can have hallucinations for beautiful things or for unhappy things and inharmonious things. It's quite easy to do. People do it all the time. And the reason that we do it is because we're not totally in charge of our mind. Now, the people who were shot with these darts were shot with a illusion, with an attitude. This poison dart made them think erroneous thoughts in their mind. Now, it's not that they really were experiencing those things, but they thought they were. And because they thought they were, they responded to life in a manner in which they were experiencing those things. Now, we can experience any hallucination we want. Life is an hallucination. It is our thought. It is what's going on in our mental attitude. It's what's going on in our thinking. That's what life is all about. And because the life is all about what's going on in our thinking, then that's what it is. Now, right now, I'm on a walk with Rex. We're going to breakfast at the monastery. And Rex sees something off in the distance. Perhaps it's another dog. Perhaps it's a person. Who knows what it is? But he sees it, and for him, it's very real. And then the scent goes away, and he doesn't give it any more attention. He stops immediately and goes on about his activity of taking a morning walk and inspecting the property. You and I are just like that. We sense something, and we act upon it as though it were real, as though it were something we were going to have to face, something we were going to have to work with. And then it claims us. It names us and claims us because we think that's what we're supposed to do. Now, we know that dogs have a very fine nose. They can scent, smell a scent, tremendous distances. And they also have the ability to smell scents and keep a scent and follow a scent. They can do all marvelous things. Now, these are attitudes that a dog has that allow it to be a seeing eye dog, to be a setter, golden retriever, to go out and retrieve critters that they have found. Now, you and I, as human beings, we also have inborn talents, inborn abilities, and one of them is that we are divine. We are divine. We have a divine calling. We have a divine reality about us. And our divinity is our reality. Our divinity is who and what we are. Our divinity tells us that we are magnificent, that we are super. Now, if we start believing something different than that, if we start putting a different attitude in mind, if we're coming on to something that is not true about us, we respond as though it were. Rex responded as though there was a critter, there was a dog, there was a person, there was somebody out there in the wilderness that he was looking out upon. And then the scent went away, and he no longer thought that was true. He no longer kept coming on to that. He started coming on to the attitude for him that was not there, that was not something that was concerning him. And then he went about his activities, his business of being a dog and going out and just having a grand time. You and I are just like that. We go out and we have a grand time. We go out and we live our life in a beautiful, fantastic way. We go out and we are ourselves in as marvelous a manner as we can possibly be. And as we are this marvelous being, we are being ourselves. We are expressing our divinity. We are expressing that which we really are. We're expressing the allness that we really are, the marvelous qualities of our beingness. We keep coming on to who we really are because that is who we really are. We really are divine. We really are beautiful beings. We really are glorious. We can have these hallucinations. We don't have to have darts with poison tips on them that cause us to have the hallucination. A person could say to us, "You look lovely." And we perk up and say, "Thank you." A person can say to us, "You look terrible." And we look at them and say, "What do you know about it? What makes you so talented? You can tell me I look terrible." A person can say to us, "This is a glorious world. This is a wonderful world. We are filled with light and love and power and goodness." And then we are. But now, are you? Are you always filled with this light and power and joy and goodness? Are you always that way? If you are, then you are able to say, as Sherlock Holmes did to the people with him, "It's just an hallucination. It's not real. It's not real. Get with it. It's not real. And you and I want to get into a position in our life where everything is divine, where everything is real, where everything is wonderful, where everything is fantastic, because we know who we are. We know what we are, and we know that we keep coming on. So keep coming on today to all that is wonderful and good for you, and watch how your life can express itself in fantastic manners that you never dreamed possible. And it is the truth about you, and the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I love you. I love you. I love you.